From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. And there you hear the sounds of the arrival of the Pope in Havana, Cuba, as people lined the streets to see him arrive in order to line up and also watch him perform Mass today in the historic Revolutionary Square.
Creo en Dios, Padre Todopoderoso, Creador del cielo y de la tierra.
Speaking to tens of thousands of people packed into the square, the pontiff said service is never ideological, for we do not serve ideas, we serve people. The Pope's visit marks a turning point for the Catholic Church in Cuba, which was marginalized for years under Fidel Castro's communist rule, but is reemerging as a powerful force on the Caribbean island nation. The Pope did not directly address the Communist Party's decades-long rule, but told the crowd Christians are constantly called to set aside their own wishes and desires, their pursuit of power, and to look instead to those who are most vulnerable. Later this week, the pontiff travels to the United States for a private meeting with President Obama before addressing a joint session of Congress and moving on to New York to address the United Nations. Violence erupted today at a hotel in the capital of Burkina Faso, where negotiations are underway to bring an end to the four-day-old military coup. Supporters of the military junta stormed the hotel this morning, attacking opponents. But moments later, those same soldiers jumped to the defense of opposition leaders entering the hotel for talks. The violence comes on the day mediators working to end the political unrest were expected to announce a resolution to the crisis. The government had set elections for a new permanent government for October 11th, but is now postponing. This is VOA News.